Good morning. Welcome to Evolve to Be Radio. And this is your host, Audrey Tara Weitzman. And we are, this show is about grounding meditations. And what are grounding meditations? Well, grounding meditations are a way to pull your energy into your body. And so we, you need to be present in your body, and then you need to be grounded, your energy grounded into the earth, deeply into the earth, to move through all of your transformation in your life. Life is constantly moving. Everything is energy. And life is really about chaos. You know, the only thing that we could really count on is that everything is constantly changing. And so how do you move through those transitions, those changes? How do you move through the chaos that is whirling around you on a daily basis? And I always envision it as a tornado. The tornado is the whirling part, the wind, the really high gusting winds that are swirling around is life. And then what you want to be with being grounded is you are the center of the storm. You are the center of that tornado, which means that you are very calm and centered and peaceful. And there's a stillness about you. And when you have that stillness about you, you feel very safe. Everything is allowed to flow around you. And you are able to really look at everything in a much different way. So, you know, when there's drama going on in your life, it's very easy to get caught up in the whirling sensation of the energy of drama, whatever the drama may be. And it might be something very real that's going on for you. I'm not talking about, you know, the drama of gossip or some family issues. Grounding meditations is important for that, but really some life altering decisions that have to be made can cause great upheaval, even in your own physical body and in your own mind. It's kind of like you're not sure which direction to go, or you're not sure of yourself in making an informed decision or the correct decision. And a lot of times we need outside guidance. But even if we're getting any kind of outside guidance, whether it be from a professional expert or a friend or a family member or a mentor, or if you're receiving guidance from an outside divine source, there has to be a point of stillness. There has to be a point where your mind is completely blank, so you're able to take in that information and utilize it properly, file it in the right place, or be able to look at the information and have that direct knowing that this is the right path to take or this is the right decision. And you can only have that in that stillness. You're only able to really make those kinds of decisions when you have that utter stillness, so you could take the information in unaffected by anything else and then go ahead and make a decision. And so the grounding meditations pulls you out of the whirling winds of chaos and the drama and the anxiety or the limitations of our egoic belief system. And it pulls you into the center, the calm in the center of the storm, so you can find that stillness. And also the grounding meditations pull you deeply into the earth, so you have this connection. My teacher used to always liken it to a balloon with a string. You know, if nothing is holding on to the string, that balloon will fly away. And so the grounding meditation really, really anchors you in. It anchors you in, so there is nothing pulling that calm back into the storm. So I am just coming back from a 9-day vision quest out in the middle of the desert, led by a Lakota shaman. And I'm still in the process of integrating all of those energies. And actually, there's a 30-day process where you're not to talk about your experience whatsoever. But I'm feeling called and drawn to just give you one piece of the information that I got, because I feel that it was so important for me. And if anybody is not familiar with a vision quest, it's a Native American rite of passage where usually a spiritual leader of the community will go out into the wilderness on their own between 3 and 7 days with no food, sometimes not even water, and they will pray. And they will pray for a vision for their community, and they'll pray for a vision for themselves. And usually it's mostly a prayer, or the vision is trying to solve some sort of problem. So before you go out into the vision quest, you're solo. You're 3 days of ceremony, and the way we did it, well, there were 10 women in the group. So the 10 women were together, and we were praying and doing ceremony together out in the desert before we each individually went off on our own out into the desert, into the wilderness, and did our solo quest. And then we came back again for ceremony together. So we did this as a community, but the quest itself, you were on your own with no contact with anybody else. So on my solo, there was one really, really important piece that I got. And, you know, it's really hard to, especially when you're doing life, and that's life is moving, and you're always, you know, you're being pulled in every direction, and the phone is ringing, and there's bills to pay, and you're kind of in this routine that you've set up with your life. Whether you live alone or you have a family, you know, you're always doing things. And even to find those 5 minutes a day, you know, 5 minutes, it's not a lot of time, but 5 minutes a day to sit still is extremely difficult, especially in our Western culture. And I remember a long, long time ago, I don't even know if I was just, I think I was reading something, and you know, in the Eastern traditions, meditation is commonplace, and it's part of the daily ritual. It's part of the practice. It's their way of life. It's not for Western civilization. So, and our minds are always going, and especially with technology now, there's, you know, sometimes I'm texting and having conversations with 3 different people at one time. So it's amazing as our technology is for communication, it leads us less time for really getting silent. And that's when I started running, because I, you know, the Western mind, how are you going to meditate? And running or exercise is one of the greatest meditations for Western civilization. So, you know, if you are exercising, which I hope everybody is, at least 30 minutes a day, it's really, really important for our bodies physically. But turn off the music and put down the book and don't watch TV, you know, and try to see if you can make your exercise your meditation. Now you're killing, you know, 2 birds with 1 stone, but the endorphins will actually start a process in your body of allowing your mind to slow down and bring you in that altered state of consciousness, which is what meditation does. And that's another way to have the stillness. You know, my passion for having this this blog talk radio show was because I know that once a week people needed just that moment to stop everything, stop their lives, and it makes it easy. You know, it's like having a personal trainer. People that have personal trainers, it is so much easier to exercise. It's like, oh, I got to meet my personal trainer at 7 in the morning, and they're going to tell me what to do. That's kind of what this I feel that this show is. I'm not telling you what to do, but it's like, oh, it's time for Evolve to Be Radio show right now, and I know that I'm going to spend an hour in meditation. I want you to know, even the energy that I set up, even as I'm talking, the energy is in an altered state of consciousness. So you're listening, but it is a meditation as well as the regular grounding exercises. So getting back to our busy minds, you know, need time to shut off. We need to go back and find that stillness. I'm an avid believer and a practicer of the sacred pilgrimage. You know, in ancient times, it's what we did at least once a year. You know, sometimes we would make bigger pilgrimages, maybe, you know, every fifth year. Sometimes that sacred pilgrimage would be once in their life. In the Muslim tradition, you know, to be, you know, what's considered to be a good practicing Muslim, you will take your Hajj to Mecca once in your life. You know, that's, I have a lot of Muslim friends, and especially their parents, the older generation, they really, that are steeped in their traditions and their culture, they are, that's the only thing, like their moms will just pray and pray and pray that that's all they want out of life, is to just be able to go to the Hajj. And then if you go out into Egypt, out into the oasis, everybody, they build with adobe, just like they build the homes in the Southwest. And there's ruins. I remember I walked through this ancient village, and they're the ruins of the village, and the village probably shut down, and they built a new one. You know, it looked pretty new. So I would maybe say in the 70s or the 60s that village shut down. But I don't know. But I'm just thinking now that the village was in ruins. But the walls of their home on the outside would tell stories with picture of what each person did. And I remember there were some planes on there, so it had to be some modern times that this village existed. And on the inside of the walls in their living room, where their guests would come, would be these beautiful hand painting of the story of their Hajj and how they went on this sacred pilgrimage. You know, how they you know, either took a car, or sometimes they took camels. They rode the camel to the ocean, and from the ocean they would take a boat. And I mean, it was just so beautiful. And I remember going from like home to home and just really fascinated by how they really took in the sacred pilgrimage, and they understood the use of it. And the use of the sacred pilgrimage is to walk away from your existing life and completely immerse yourself into this divine space. And the divine space never really had to be, you know, it doesn't have to be Christian or Jewish or Muslim or even Buddhist. It could just be you saying, I'm going to walk away from my life right now. You know, we all take vacations to go to the Caribbean and go sit and drink on the beach. That's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about stepping out of your life, maybe using your vacation time or any time to get away to say, I am going to commune. I'm going to go back into communion with the divine source, however that looks to you. And what happens is that you're able to stop your mind from thinking about everything because you're completely drawn away from your normal existence. And this gives you this sense of you can just let go. You know, like you get on vacation and it's just a vacation. You know, it's you're letting go. It's like there's nothing to do. And so that's what a vision quest is. It's a sacred pilgrimage where you go back into the wilderness and you commune with nature and you commune with the divine source and you shut yourself off. So the peace that I got was it was very difficult, even for me, you know, and I meditate a lot and I teach meditation. It's, you know, and it was so, I was so aware of my mind chatter. And I was so aware of where I was at with my mental influence that was going on, and then the ego would come in, and you know, it was like a tornado, but it was in my head. And I was guided to sit in the direction of the west in my medicine wheel, and I laid down, and the void came over me, which is just this utter, this blackness where there's nothing there. And a voice said to me, and it was not my voice, but it said, Audrey, your mind has to be still in order to have the vision. And it's what I teach in meditation. It's what I teach with the grounding exercise. And so I understood, I was understanding more and more of the importance of what I do, more and more the importance of what I'm teaching. And that is to be able to have a vision, to be able to have the answers for your life. It's so important to sit in stillness. It is the utmost important thing is to be able to shut your mind off. And I really, really am, I'm being shown in so many miraculous ways that how the grounding meditation, it really allows that anchoring in so you're able to shut your mind off. And we talked a little bit about this in the past couple weeks of how important it is for you to let go of the mind chatter. Because, you know, in reality, you know, the Eastern philosophers and gurus, and they come in and they say, you know, everything's an illusion. Your whole entire life in front of you is an illusion. So, but what does that mean? And what that means is that we're our mind, in our mind chatter, and our ego is responding to the illusion that's in front of us, which is our life. That's really what they're talking about. So when you understand that, it makes that mind chatter not as important. And my guess is the mind chatter is going to come back unless you really, really pray for that miraculous just shifting where it will all shift and go away, which is what your goal is. But if you can just start with those little moments of shutting off the mind chatter, your mind and your body's networking of electromagnetic frequencies and all the electrodes will start to understand that it can shut it off. And that's where you start to understand that what's in front of you is an illusion. And when you start to understand what's in front of you is an illusion, you can understand that you can change the illusion. And that is the law of attraction. That is manifesting. That is the secret. Everything that's in front of you, your reality, can shift and change instantaneously, but it's how do you get there? And you get there by being grounded and anchored in, and then shutting your mind off to how it's been regulating itself. The ego responds to the illusion, whether it's positive or negative. What we need to do is we need to shut the mind off to the ego, so you're not responding to the ego. Eckhart Tolle wrote a great book, A New Earth, and that's what that is about. That's about not identifying with the ego. In fact, the ego is almost like a separate entity. And it's not the truth of who you are. So understanding that the ego not being the truth of who you are, if you are truly a big ball of light, present here in physical form on this earth, that ball of light is in divine perfection. It's already perfected. And it is powerful. It's so powerful, it's creating the reality that is in front of you right now. I will give you an example from my life. So my children are with their father, and I hadn't talked to my daughter in 2 days. And my mind started racing, going, my daughter is going to be so mad at me, da-da-da-da-da, you know, I need to call her, and she's going to be so disappointed in me. It snowballed into my daughter doesn't love me, and the situation that's going on is horrible. I mean, everything just started coming in, and I stopped it, and I said, wait a minute. I'm going to choose a different reality. So the first thing I did was I started recognizing how my body started feeling like I wanted to throw up. And I started noticing, this does not feel good to me at all. And I don't even know if it's the truth because I haven't even talked to my daughter. So I don't really know what's going on. And here I'm listening and noticing and recognizing I'm becoming aware. I'm becoming conscious of what my mind chatter is and what the ego is then doing and beating the crap out of me. And I stopped all of it. I just stopped it. I said, it's not the truth of who I am. I want something different. I don't want this reality. And I remember there was a point of stillness where there was nothing. There was no negative chatter. There was no ego. But there was no creating a new reality either. I sat in that point of it, of the void, of complete and utter stillness, where there was nothing. And I want to say it wasn't for a very long period of time. It was almost like a pinpoint. And then I'm like, I'm going to choose a different reality. And I imagined my daughter loving me, and I imagined myself just hugging my daughter and holding her, and I was telling her that I love you. She was telling me, I love you, Mommy. And it was just this beautiful, beautiful feeling. And then I called, and that's exactly what it was. It was the reflection that I had, and nobody here knows my daughter, but she is so much like me, that... And she's not afraid to say, you know, Mom, you didn't call, or not, you know, she might not say directly, but I will hear it in her voice that she's upset. And there was nothing. There was nothing but joy and love, and she's like, da-da-da-da-da, and talking, and I was like, I was so relieved, and my heart was open. And not only just for the connection, but I chose that reality. I knew it. I knew it. I knew, you know what? I knew that if I had stuck with that negative belief system and that negative reality, that's what would have happened. I knew it in my bones. And so this is what the mystics talk about, the illusion that's in front of you. You know, they've been telling us there's been this illusion, and the secret and the law of attraction comes in, and they say you can change your reality. But it's how do you really change that? And it's going into that silence so you can shut off the old patterning. When you can shut off the old patterning, it loses its power over you. And then you can go on to that new reality, the one that you chose to create. Because you are choosing the old reality. You're choosing all of it. So it's just a matter of what are you going to choose? And that's our free will. We have free will. We don't have free will to be here and do the work. We all have to go through the incarnational process. We all have to be here on this planet, in this body, living. But we can choose. What are you going to choose? Are you going to choose that negative belief system? Are you going to choose all that mind chatter? You know, or are you going to choose that life that doesn't work for you? Are you going to choose something for yourself that shows you with the utmost divine way that you love yourself? And that's by having this incredible existence. You know, and that's how you do it. You have to go into the silence. You have to shut everything off. And you have to begin to reprogram. And so the first step that you can do is doing the grounding meditations will help. And even the part, if you're not feeling anything, you know, energy work is really subtle. Sometimes there's these big ahas, but in the beginning, it just might be these subtle little shifts, these subtle little moments during your life where you find that, hey, everything is going really well for me today. You know, and then you start to see those bigger shifts of, ooh, I'm stuck in traffic. Let's see if I could move things and shift things. You know, that is why I like to teach what I know about energy and not just have clients come in and do it, and I do it for them. You know, my healing practice is very much based on teaching, and I think all healers now are moving in that direction because we're coming into modern mastery. You are responsible for your life. And that the way you're going to become responsible and be able to master your life is if you have the tools and you know the laws of energy. And for thousands and thousands of years, we've been getting the information about the laws of energy, but it's like, what does it mean? It's so vague, you know? And so now is the opportunity and the time for us to explain the vagueness of all of those laws and make it's simple. It's really, really simple. I chose to not only go on my vision quest for myself, but I prayed for everyone. You know, I wanted a vision for everyone. My visions are not just for me. You know, there's no way that the information that I've been divinely given is just for me. And so it's something that needs to be shared because it's part of creating the new paradigm in this new era, you know, the fifth world of peace that we're walking into right now, and we are. It's part of that. It's part of that teaching. It's part of that, you know, mastering your life by taking responsibility, knowing now the secrets, knowing the laws, and knowing that you can create your own reality. So I want everyone just to take a deep breath in and out. And just feel the silence all around you. Allow everything that's in your brain right now, all the thoughts, everything, all the words that you just heard, all the thoughts, all the issues of this week or last week, or even in the past month or in the months to come, just allow it all to gently lift out of your brain and allow all of that energy, all of those thoughts to just swirl out of your head and creating a giant vortex of white light to just clear your mind so that you can have an opportunity to sit in the silence. I always say the silence is deafening. And bringing your awareness into the middle of your head, imagine a giant a ball of light that has like a giant magnet in it that is drawing all of your scattered energy from the past, the present, and the future back into your body. So you're right here and right now, present in this moment. And your focus with your eyes closed is in between your eyebrows. And find a relaxing place for your meditation. Either lying down, if you're sitting, try to be at the edge of the chair or with the pillow behind your back so your feet are flat on the floor. And if you're choosing to do this meditation standing, your feet are shoulder width apart with your knees bent. Your eyes are open. If you're standing, your eyes are open. Your focus is a gentle focus, 4 feet in front of you on a spot, preferably on the floor. And receive a deep breath in and out. Place your hands a couple inches below your belly button and just bring your focus to the area of your pelvis. Just bringing your awareness to that area. So it might just mean that you're having you're feeling your hands, the sensation of your hands on your belly. And then it might start feeling warm. And using your spiritual eyes or your imagination, just feel there's a ball of light about the size of a golf ball sitting in front of your spinal column. And that light is growing bigger as you recognize it. So as you breathe in, it becomes bigger. And you breathe out, it remains at that size. And as you breathe in, it gets bigger. And just keep breathing and allowing your awareness to recognize that ball of light is filling your whole entire pelvic area. Your pelvis is like a bowl of bones. Whether you're male or female, it's a bowl of bones. And that whole entire bowl in your lower torso is filling with a giant ball of light. That is your essence. It's your power. It's your energy. And start to notice that your pranic tube, which is like a tube of light, I imagine it as the old mail tubes or the tube at the drive-thru bank. Mine looks kind of like a blue plastic tube, kind of clear, luminescent. Imagine that tube is not the pranic tube of ancient texts, which was very small and sitting in front of your spinal column. This tube goes beyond your body. Our energy field is expanding. The higher vibrational frequency is more expanded, so our energy anatomy needs to change, and our pranic tube becomes really wide. Mine's 2 feet past my body. Yours might be 1 foot past your body, and that's a good, safe place for you. So I bring my hands out 1 foot past your body. And just try using your awareness, which is your consciousness. What can you sense? Feeling that ball of light expanding to where your hands are, but 360 degrees around you, you have a ball of light expanding out. And some people just might feel it as joy. It just might feel good, like all of a sudden you kind of feel good. That's sensing energy too. And now knowing that your pranic tube goes deep into the earth, it goes through the 4,000 miles of organic matter, it goes through the lava core, the molten lava rock, and it goes down into the center of the earth. Just imagine your ball of light is now dropping through that tube of light down into the earth very quickly. Just dropping that ball of light. So that ball of light is going from your hips all the way down through your legs, down, 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 down. I almost feel the energy kind of spirals down through those miles and miles of organic matter of the earth, her top layer, her outer crust, and down, down through the earth. I always am thanking Mother Earth as I'm going down for allowing me to have this awareness that I'm deeply connected. My energy is going down into the earth, and it's spiraling down, and boom. It hits the molten lava core, and it just slides through that crusty part, kind of hard, and it just drops into that layer of molten lava rock. And you might just sense a shift. I've been doing this for a very long time, so my senses are very open. And everything just kind of slows down. And then what I like to do is I like to drop all of my awareness down into the lava core. So it almost feels like the lava is surrounding my entire body. And I ask that this lava just burn the old stuff off. I don't even say burn what no longer serves me, because some of that stuff might still serve me, but it's old. I want new patterns, new belief systems, new energy. I'm just going to burn off all of the old. And I see it becoming black, and then it burns, burns, burns. It becomes white ashen, and then it just fades away. And sometimes I ask, what can I learn here? How easy is it for me to just let go in this place? And burn off everything. It's so easy, there's not even a thought to it. And now I'm dropping down through that molten lava. And I'm dropping down into the permanent electromagnetic grids of Mother Earth. I see lines of light. It's like the whole entire center of the Earth is filled with geometric forms. And I am sliding through those lines of light. Those lines of light are connecting to the grid pattern of energy of my energy anatomy. And it's connecting, clearing, and charging. And it's just a knowing. There's nothing to do. There's not like, oh, is my line of light going to connect with this? No. It just is. Your energy body knows way more than what you can conceive. So just allow it to be. Allowing your energy to just drop down, moving through that space. Moving through those lines of light, knowing they're connecting with your lines of light and clearing and charging. I actually start to feel the vibration of my physical body changing. And if I look with my spiritual eyes all around me, it's black, and I see lines of light, and the lines of light are different colors for the different geometric forms. But the forms are so big, I can't figure out what they are. And I notice as I'm sliding down my pranic tube, I'm heading towards a giant ball of light in the center of the Earth. And that my ball of light is heading down towards the ball of light that is the Earth essence. And now your ball of light is touching the Earth essence. And then just sliding down. And with my spiritual eyes, I just see that it gets brighter with my eyes closed. And again, there's just a slight, subtle shift of energy. And I look down at my spiritual feet, which is my imagination, is seeing my feet anchoring into a crystal flower that just grows up around my feet. And my feet start to feel really solid here. And Mother Earth welcomes me. She welcomes everyone. There is great joy for her here. Great joy for just the recognition. You know, when you first meet a stranger and you make that eye contact and you smile, there's like that. There's some sort of happy recognition that happens. This is what happens when you drop down into Mother Earth. She's so excited. She's finally recognized. And she recognizes you. Take this opportunity to share your love and your heart with Mother Earth in your own way. It might be a prayer to help you remember silence. might be a heart-to-heart connection with Mother Earth. And in great honor and gratitude, we thank Mother Earth for holding us, allowing us to feel safe and anchored as we walk on her earth, on her planet, her body. And in this moment, we can make a commitment to ourselves that as we walk on the earth and her body, that we stay on our path of evolutionary consciousness. We don't even have to know what that means, but that we will do our part. We will open our hearts. We will continue the clearing that is necessary for us to love ourselves. Because when you love yourself, you love the earth. You love all the sentient beings that walk on the earth, that reside in the earth. The earth and all of what exists on this planet is in service to us as well as we are their stewards. It is a symbiotic relationship. There is a oneness. And nothing has to be specific, and you don't need to make a large promise. It's more of a commitment to your own being that you will love yourself, and that is enough. That is enough. And now I'm going to ask you to close the space here. And then with your spiritual eyes, looking up, following that pranic tube up through the essence of Mother Earth, reaching the level of the electromagnetic grids of Mother Earth. Now you're connecting and clearing and charging in this different frequency. These permanent electromagnetic grids of Mother Earth are going to lock you into this new frequency of divine connection with yourself and with Mother Earth. And you're moving up through those lines of light, and those lines of light are connecting and clearing and charging. Connecting and clearing and charging as you're moving up. And you're reaching the lava, the molten lava layer of Mother Earth, that hot liquid rock. And you move through that layer, and that's really melding in that permanency of this new vibration of connectedness to Mother Earth, of anchoring. It's really solidifying it here. And in this place, if any emotion came up for you, or any kind of feeling of unworthiness or disconnect, it's all clearing away as you travel up through this lava layer. It's just burning off all the lower vibrational stuff. As you do this work, and uncover layers and layers. We're like onions. So you clear a layer, and then another layer surfaces, and then you clear that layer, and another layer surfaces. That's why we feel it's never ending. And just allow that molten lava just to surround you and just feel the ooziness and the heat as you move up through that layer of lava. And then out of that layer and back into the organic matter of Mother Earth. You'll start to feel like a coolingness or some kind of shift in your senses. We sense our energy in all different ways. And just moving up through all that organic matter, up, 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 you start to just really speed up here. Unless you want to say hi to the fairies or any of the other Devic kingdom. Start to feel or see the roots of the trees. And coming up, you'll start to feel or sense some kind of pushing at your feet. And then your mind just pops right into your body. And you're feeling all that energy pouring up through Mother Earth. And your own energies mixed together, and you're moving through into your heart space. And your heart, it's just so much energy that it's just overflowing with love and openness. You are one with Mother Earth, and you are deeply connected, and you are deeply grounded. And all there needs to be is just a knowing it is. You don't have to figure anything else out. It just is. You might even want to put your hands out, maybe a foot out, or even a little bit closer to your body where your heart space is. In your chest area, and just see if you could feel anything with your hand. Is there any sensation going on there? And staying in this space, I'm opening myself as a crystal clear, clean channel of divine light so that I may give the oneness blessing in this moment. You may place your hands on any part of your body that might need healing in this moment. You may think of anyone in your life that may also need to receive a healing in this moment. You don't need to ask permission, because if it's not in their highest good to receive a healing, they will not receive. But the energy will remain near them, and when they are open to receive healing, such as they pray to God in a moment of crisis, or they ask for help, the energies will be right there and come right in. The same goes for you. You take what you need in the moment.
About 1 minute.
and receive a deep breath in and out, bringing all of your awareness back into your body, back into the surroundings of your present moment, right here, right now. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for participating. Thank you for opening up your heart to yourself and allowing yourself the love and attention that you need to move forward in your journey and your evolutionary process. And I am so deeply honored to be part of that for you. I'm honored to be part of that for the universe, for the planet, for all sentient beings everywhere, and especially for myself. Have a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful Sunday afternoon and an amazing week, and I will see you next week.